From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. A drunk Ukrainian forced the grounding of a flight in Istanbul after he demanded the plane go on to Sochi. That was just one floor as the Winter Olympics got underway in Sochi, Russia, with a few issues at the opening ceremonies. From FSN's Moscow Bureau, Daria Bondarchuk reports.
The plane of the Turkish low-cost company Pegasus Airlines, en route from the city of Kharkov in Ukraine, was landed in Istanbul's Sabiha Airport. The Turkish special forces held the airplane in the safety zone until they seized the suspect hijacker and searched the plane for explosives. According to the statement of the Ukrainian security service, the man was, quote, in a state of severe alcoholic intoxication and tried to go into the cabin crew shouting, "Let's all go to Sochi." None of the 110 passengers on board were hurt. Ukrainian authorities are considering opening a criminal proceeding to hold the man responsible for his actions. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
Republican House Speaker John Boehner has all but killed any hope of getting an immigration reform bill passed this year, one of US President Barack Obama's top priorities. From FSN's Washington headquarters, Nina Maria Potts reports.
John Boehner was commenting publicly for the first time since releasing a list of Republican demands for immigration policy at a party retreat last week. His U-turn, though, has Washington insiders wondering if he's in fact caving in to conservative hardliners. And he made it clear the White House would be to blame if a deal fails.
The American people, including many of my members, don't trust that the reform that we're talking about will be implemented as it was intended to be.
John Boehner's aides say he remains committed to immigration reform, but his comments have sparked anger among immigration activists, while Democrats say they're not surprised. They've accused the House Republican Speaker of trying to blame the president for his own failure to get majority support from his party. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has condemned insulting comments about the EU made by a top US official as totally unacceptable. Jack Parrick in FSN's Brussels Bureau has more.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that comments made by the US Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs are totally unacceptable. Victoria Nuland, who's the US's top representative to the EU, made disparaging remarks and used expletives about the European Union in a conversation with the US ambassador to Ukraine. The phone call was about negotiations between the US and the EU on what should be done about the continuing unrest in Ukraine, and this circumstance reveals how fundamentally the two sides disagree on what action should be taken. The European Commission and Ms. Nuland are both refusing to comment on the matter. Jack Parrick, Brussels.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Wall Street closed the week on a positive note, that despite the second straight month of disappointing job figures, raising worries about a slowing America economy. Nick Harper reports from FSN's New York Bureau.
113,000 new jobs in January is significantly down on the predictions of 180,000. December's extremely weak total of 74,000 was revised up, but only increased by 1,000. Unusually cold weather may be to blame, but disappointing data for a second consecutive month could point to slowing growth in the US economy. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell another 0.1%, down to 6.6%, its lowest level for 5 years. But the lower figure may not be good news, with the chance that more people are leaving the labour market through retirement or simply giving up on trying to find work. Nick Harper, New York.
And British Prime Minister David Cameron is urging Scotland to vote against independence amid growing criticism over the campaign to keep the UK together. FSN's UK correspondent Ollie Barrett reports.
David Cameron's message to Scotland is now, we want you to stay, and that the whole UK would be deeply diminished if Scotland chose to leave. This in response to criticism that no campaigners have focused too much on the potential pitfalls to Scotland if it goes alone. Mr Cameron is invoking the summer of patriotism fostered by Team GB at the 2012 Olympics, delivering his speech at the Olympic Park in East London, saying the best thing about the Games wasn't the winning, it was the red, the white, the blue.
The presidential palace and other Bosnia government buildings in Sarajevo have been set on fire as prosecutors demonstrated over economic issues. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Hume reporting.